Petersburg's police department doesn't use bump stocks, but there's one in the police chief's office anyway. Someone turned one in because of the ban.
So this trigger mechanism actually slides into here.
Police Chief James Kerr is showing me how bump stocks would work on his department's AR-15 rifles, which are semi-automatic.
And then the trigger sits here, it attaches, and it slides back and forth as fast as it can go with the recoil.
Bump stocks replace the stock of a gun, allowing shooters to fire continuously. It basically makes a semi-automatic weapon shoot like an automatic one.
And what it does is it replaces the buttstock. This piece slides on there, and it allows you to use the recoil of the rifle along with the way the bump stock is designed to keep firing multiple rounds as close to an automatic weapon as you can get.
That's a regular semi-automatic AR-15. It's not the police chief firing, but you get the idea. And here's the same rifle with a bump stock. Bump stocks are not really used for hunting purposes, but some people in the past have used them at the shooting range for fun. Since March 26th, they are illegal and can lead to fines and prison time. But Kerr says the local department is accepting them without penalty.
If someone still has one of these, I would be more than willing to accept it without any charges being pressed. Basically, I'd like people to be in compliance. So if they do have one of these still, they can call us, turn it in, and we would not forward any charges. I mean, they're doing their honest effort to get rid of it. Either that, or the federal government had also mentioned that people could cut them up in a couple pieces and dispose of them that way as well.
So people can destroy them themselves or turn them in to the police still?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm guessing that it's not something that your department is actively going out to seek if people would have these bump stocks. But if maybe there was some case where it was found later, that could be an issue?
Yes. If we come across them during an investigation or anything like that, then people would be looking at the possibility of getting in trouble. But as far as us going out and actively seeking these, we're not doing that.
Does the department have automatic weapons?
No, we do not have automatic weapons. We have an AR-15 type variant. We have the M4s, and it looks just like a military type rifle, but they're all semi-automatic. I don't see a need for having the automatic weapons because we're liable for every single round that goes out of that gun. And so if there was a shooting and we had one bullet that missed its target and hits an innocent bystander, we're actually liable for that. So for us and the public, it's the safest to have semi-automatic weapons.
In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.